Hey everyone, what's going on? Welcome to a brand new review on the Sam Bissell podcast on the Ambiguous Podcast Solutions. And right now I'm going to be doing a review for the brand new film Challengers, which stars Zendaya, Mike Feiss, Josh O'Connor, and was directed by Luca Guadagnino.
Tashi Duncan.
She's going to turn a whole family into millionaires. She'll have a fashion line, a foundation.
You were incredible today.
Thank you.
I mean, it wasn't even like tennis. It was an entirely different game.
Hey, come hang out with us later.
Want me to come tuck you in?
No, we can just keep talking.
Now, Challengers follows the story of a professional tennis champion who plots a comeback with the help of his wife, a former tennis prodigy who retired after an injury, as he goes up against another player who also happens to be his former best friend and wife's former lover. Now, Challengers is a movie that I've been looking forward to since last year. It was supposed to come out in September. Really was supposed to kind of be in the award season conversation. It was set to be have its world premiere at the Venice Film Festival, but because the strikes were going on, the SAG-AFTRA strike, the WGA strike were going on, basically they decided to shelve the film, kick it from 2023 back into the spring of 2024 so that they can get the promotion that when you have stars like Zendaya, Mike Feiss, Josh O'Connor, when you have these young up-and-coming talents and a superstar like Zendaya, you want to be able to promote them. And especially with a film like this, more of an indie, mid-budget film, doesn't really have a lot of ensemble pieces, doesn't really have the big name brand, kind of an original film, you want to have that marketability with it. So it made sense for why they decided to push it to this year, to this date. But I was a little disappointed, of course, that we weren't able to get this film, like I'm sure a lot of other people that were really looking forward to see this movie. And so this is one that I was really, really excited about. I really enjoyed the trailers. I really like the premise that this film has. I'm a fan of the director. Of course, I'm a big fan of Zendaya. Mike Feiss really, really lit up for me when he was in West Side Story. And Josh O'Connor, if you know The Crown, and specifically season 3 and 4 and what he was able to do as Prince Charles, this has a really intriguing package. I was really looking forward to this film, and luckily it delivered on all marks. I think this is an outstanding film. It's one of my favorites of the year, hands down. It's sleek, it's sexy, it's intense, and it's not even just a great sports film. It's a great just drama. It's a great love film, and I think it has one of the best kind of love triangles that we've had in recent memory when it comes to film. Of course, you think of the young adult films like Twilight. This takes that kind of love triangle to another level, and it does an incredible job. I think this is Luca's best film to date. When you have films like Call Me By Your Name, Bones and All, I think what he was able to do with this film from a directing standpoint was outstanding. I think the tennis sequences he was able to deliver are incredible. They're intense. They're just high-wired. They're just fast-paced, edge-of-your-seat intense. And it's amazing. You see it in the trailer a little bit, but I love the way that he's able to take you kind of in the POV of the player and also from like the tennis ball. So you're kind of going across each side of the field basically, and you're going between one opponent to the next. And I think the way that this film is able to tell a really interesting story and use tennis as kind of an allegory as to what this film is kind of talking about with relationships was really interesting. And it kind of, as somebody who's a sports fan myself, and I've watched tennis, especially the big championships like the US Open, Wimbledon, the Australian Open, you know of tennis, but I think this allowed me to look at tennis in a whole new way. And I think it did a really interesting job of having the story be a thorough line throughout the world that we're living in and the relationships that each of these characters are going through. And speaking of the story, I think I have to give a big hand to the script of this film, and the screenwriter particularly, who is kind of a first-time screenwriter. He's done things in the past. I think he's written books and articles. He was with some publications as a journalist before, but this is the debut of Justin Krasinskis as a screenwriter. And I think what he does with this story is fascinating. It's told in a kind of non-linear fashion, so you're kind of going between the present day and certain points in the past that are specific to what is going on in the story. And there's so many interesting twists and turns that really kind of showcase really all these characters. And in the moment of the tennis match, it kind of showcases where each of these people's mindsets are as the story is moving forward. And I thought it was such a genius way of kind of making it different and doing a different way of storytelling. Sometimes it's very tough to do a non-linear story. It's easier for audiences to see where a story does from beginning to end. You really have to be able to have the audiences follow what's going on and have it make sense when you're going back and forth. And I think they did a really, really good job in the script writing fashion of telling this story. And of course, it goes into what Luca is able to do as a visual filmmaker and storyteller. And I think both of them just meshed really, really well together. And I know they're working on new projects moving forward after Challengers. And I think you can kind of see in this creation that they made together that they really have a handle on each other for what they want to do, translating from the page to the screen. And so I think this is definitely a partnership to look forward to in the future. And I think Challengers gives that kind of trajectory moving forward with that. I thought the cast was incredible in this movie. Zendaya gives, I think, the best performance of her career. And we're talking about somebody who's won already 2 Emmys for her role as Rue in Euphoria. And she's already having a great 2024 with, of course, her role as Chani in Dune Part 2 with Timothée Chalamet. But this is really her first leading film, or I should say leading a film for the first time. She's kind of been either an ensemble or supporting cast, like in the Spider-Man films, or in, of course, the Dune franchise. But this one, she is the center of the film. Her character of Tasha is really the apple of these two men in their eyes and in their infatuation of her. And she's really the crux of this story. And I think she does a great job of navigating this entire film. She is an absolute superstar. And I think this film just proves that she is just versatile in every way possible, whether it is from an athletic standpoint, from an emotional standpoint. She is just able to craft such an incredible performance, and a lot of it isn't even with words or really emotions in the sense of when you're kind of giving dialogue and you have this grand speech that you're giving, or you have words that you're playing on within the script. Really, her, I think the genius of the performance that she gives is within her eyes, it's within her facial features, and you're able to tell everything that she is kind of processing and going through emotionally through her facial expressions. And I think that's one of the bigger challenges as an actor, is when you're not able to emote with words. You have to emote through actions and subtle facial features. And I think only a handful of actors are able to really pull it off. And I think she's able to do a really, really good job of doing that. I think Mike Feist delivers another knockout performance. I thought he was fantastic as Rift, and I think was the big scene stealer in that film, in a plethora of scene stealers in Steven Spielberg's version of West Side Story. I think he does an incredible job in this movie as well. I think he delivers in a trio that has a lot of people questioning whether you should root for certain people and their motivations. I think the person who is kind of also the heartbeat of the film and the person that you might want to root for, the audiences might lean towards rooting for a little bit more, is Mike Feist's character. And I think it's the way that he's able to grow in his maturity as the film progresses, and you see him in more of kind of a teenage state when you're going through the flashbacks and seeing how he evolves as a man when we get to the tennis match and to really the point that he's at in the beginning and end of the movie, is a really, really ingenious way. And I think the way he portrays that is incredible. And the same goes for Josh O'Connor as well. I think he delivers a great performance, and all three of them together just have great chemistry. And you're really entrenched into this crazy, messed up, wild relationship between these three people that goes on throughout the entire film. And I think it's just a great dynamic of sexual power, of dynamic power, of just psychological power that everyone is going through this film. And some people have the edge over others. Some people think they do, but they really don't. And I think, again, what Luca is able to do in showcasing that is really, really engaging and interesting. And a big part of the engagement of this film as well is the score, which to me is another classic installment from Nine Inch Nails, specifically, of course, Atticus Ross, Trent Reznor, and what they're able to do in this score is really become a character within the movie as a whole. And I think there's certain areas of the movie where it's just normal dialogue that's going on, but then the score kind of kicks in unexpected moments, and it starts to kind of become this psychological match, not even the tennis match going on, but this war of being able to one-up the person in their minds and in a mindset that they're trying to get into. And I think the way that they're able to hone in on that, but also the way that they're able to engage you through the tennis matches and bring that intensity to up the ante was remarkable. And I think it was just an amazing score. It's kind of a techno EDM style score that they delivered with this one. And so I think it's one that when we're talking about award season later on in the coming months, they deliver another amazing, amazing musical score and portfolio in this film that should get some recognition down the line. But I think overall, this is one of my favorite films at the end of the year. I think this might be in my top 10. It's definitely one of my favorites so far of 2024, and I just think everyone brings their A game to this movie. I do think that even though the trailers make it seem a lot bigger, it definitely fits within the playoffs of Luca, but it does feel like his biggest film to date and what he's trying to accomplish in this film and the directing techniques that he brings to this one. I think everyone delivers. Again, the performances are great. I think the cinematography is beautiful and gorgeous. I think the set design, production design is amazing. The costumes, everything in this one really does live. I highly recommend checking this one out. Especially, I was kind of surprised when this was announced becoming an IMAX and Dolby, and I wondered if it was just kind of this new movement that a lot of movies and studios are making because of the success of films like Oppenheimer and Dune, of making sure everything now has to go into IMAX and become this premium level experience. But I would definitely recommend checking this one in either IMAX or Dolby, especially just because of the score. I would definitely recommend checking out in Dolby if you're a big fan of Nine Inch Nails and what they deliver in their music. And I just think that the surround sound of this one is really pulse pounding and will get the adrenaline pumping, not just in the movie, but for audiences as well. So I would recommend seeing this in the highest format possible. Again, like I said, one of my favorite films of the year, one of the best that Luke has ever done, possibly his best. Great career best performances from all three of these actors. The chemistry they have in it is unbelievable. You're invested in just the crazy messed up dynamics that these three individuals have with one another. And I just think at the end of the film, it's a beautiful kind of bow of the story that is being told in this film. And I just think it's a really, really amazing film all the way around. Technically, story-wise, everything is an A for me on this one, which is why I am giving it a 9.2 out of 10 stars for Challengers. What did you guys think about Challengers? If you have seen it, let me know in the comment section of the post for this podcast episode. And with that down and out of the way, that would do it for this review on the Sam Basile podcast. Once again, everyone, thank you so much for tuning in. Be sure to check out my channel for more content. You can check me out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Radio Public, SoundCloud, and so much more. Also, make sure to follow me on social media. You can find me on Twitter /X at Basile Samuel. That's BUSSELLSAMUEL. And you can also find me on Facebook at Sam Basile. Once again, everyone, thank you so much for tuning in. And until next time, keep on screening.
You don't know what tennis is. It's a relationship. We went somewhere really beautiful together. Let's go!
I'm taking such good care of my little white boys.
I assume you planned this?
Not this part.